through Simin Tav Reish Pei Gimel Se'if Aleph. Simin Tav Reish Pei Aleph. On the night after Shabbos, one makes Havdalah with a candle as usual. One may not use the Chanukah candle for Havdalah, since one may not benefit from the Chanukah candle's light, and one makes a bracha on Havdalah, on a Havdalah candle, only when its light is sufficient from which to benefit. One may infer from the Shulchan Aruch that one makes Havdalah after one has already lit the Chanukah candles. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to one who lit the Chanukah candles first. If, however, one was making Havdalah first, he could light the Chanukah candle for Havdalah, and after Havdalah, extinguish it and relight it for Chanukah. This would be an even better way than using a different candle for Havdalah, since we learned that it is preferable to use for a mitzvah that which has previously served in a different mitzvah. For example, wax that dripped from the shul candles to use for Havdalah, for Chanukah candles. Therefore, if you would light the candle first for Havdalah and use it for the mitzvah of Havdalah, it would be an even greater mitzvah to subsequently light it for the sake of Chanukah. The reason we don't make Havdalah first, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because it is preferable to delay the exit of Shabbos, and therefore the minig is to light Chanukah candles first, and that by that point, at that point, it can no longer be used for Havdalah. In Se'if Beis, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, in Shul, Chanukah candles are lit before Havdalah. From here, it would seem that one could not prove that even at home Chanukah candles are lit first, because lighting in Shul is not the same as lighting at home. For example, in Shul, the candles are lit regularly between Mincha and Ma'ariv to maximize the publicity. If so, at home, maybe the order of the candle lighting should be different on Matzah Shabbos as well. However, the Ramah says that certainly at home, one should also light the Chanukah candles first, since he already made Havdalah in Shul. The Mishnah Berurah asks that the person coming home to make Havdalah did not intend to be exempt by hearing Havdalah in Shul. So what does it help him that he already heard Havdalah in the Shul if he still needs to make Havdalah again? The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Taz and others argue on the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah and say that one should make Havdalah first since it is a more common mitzvah. And the rule is, Tadir, V'she'eno Tadir, a regular mitzvah and a mitzvah which is less frequent, Tadir Kodem, the more regular mitzvah comes first. Therefore, one should make Havdalah first, as Havdalah is made every week and is a more frequent mitzvah. The conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, based on the fact that there are many authorities that hold each way, in Shul, one should light the Neros Chanukah before Havdalah. At home, one may either light the Chanukah candles first or make Havdalah first, since in any event, he has on whom to rely. Simin Tav Reish Pei Beis. All 8 days of Chanukah, one says the Al Hanisim insert in the second bracha of benching, in between the paragraphs of Noida Lecha and Ve'al HaKol, and in Shemona Esrei, in the bracha of Modim. If one omitted Al Hanisim, he does not need to bench or daven again. However, if he remembered before he said Hashem's name at the completion of the second bracha of benching or the bracha of Modim, he should return to Al Hanisim. The Ramah adds that if one completed the bracha without saying Al Hanisim, when he gets up to Harachamon Hu Yizakenu, etc., he should say Harachamon Yase Lonu Nisim V'Niflois, Hashem, who is merciful, should do for us miracles and wonders. Kishem she'asiso la'avosenu b'yamim ha'im b'zman hazeh, like he did for our forefathers in these days, in that time. In those days, in this time. B'mei matisyahu, etc. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is true for Shemona Esrei as well. If one omitted the Al Hanisim, before he says Yihyu l'ratzon at the conclusion of Shemona Esrei, he should say Harachamon, etc., as a request. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that this halacha is applicable to Purim as well. Also, it makes no difference if one omitted Al Hanisim on a weekday or on Shabbos. It does not invalidate his benching or davening. The correct text of Al Hanisim is actually Ve'al Hanisim with a Vav. Even though Al Hanisim does not invalidate the benching or davening in case of omission, however, the Mishneh Berurah emphasizes that the whole point of Chanukah is to thank and praise Hashem for the miracles that He did for us. Therefore, Al Hanisim is a central mitzvah to Chanukah. In Al HaMichya, one does not make an addition for Chanukah or Purim. In Seif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch states that in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, Al Hanisim is also recited. One might have thought that since the Musaf Shemona Esrei is not related to Chanukah, since Chanukah does not require a Musaf. However, Al Hanisim is not dependent upon the prayer itself, inasmuch as the day which requires that the tefillah be said. Therefore, since all prayers on that day require Al Hanisim, Musaf as well gets an Al Hanisim. Nevertheless, as previously stated, if forgotten, it does not invalidate the Shmona Esrei. In Seif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions as to the text of Al Hanisim, neither of which we seem to have. The difference between the two possibilities is whether the Al Hanisim is a prayer for the future, that we should also see Hashem's miracles, or an expression of gratitude for the past. The Mishneh Berurah quotes the Beis Yosef that either way is acceptable. Siman Tov Reish Pei Gimel. All 8 days of Chanukah, the whole Hallel is recited. Tachnun, Tzidkos Chatzedek, Lamanatzeach, and Siddur Hadin are omitted, as well as at Mincha on Erev Chanukah. The Mishneh Berurah explains the reason for the whole Hallel each day is because there was a new miracle each day with the oil of the menorah. Hallel is followed by a Chatzi Kaddish. An Ovel should not daven for the Amud for Shachris because of Hallel. Kel Erech HaPayim and Yehi Ratzon are omitted on Monday and Thursday of Chanukah. As far as Hallel in a mourner's home, there is a difference of opinion between the Achronim. The Ovel himself certainly does not recite the Hallel.